Don't watch wrestling. Turn it off. Turn it off. Save yourself. Get out before it's too late. You better fucking run. I can't run that light. That's too close. A lot of people on the street. There's some convention at the Moscone Center. Right, where all these fucking people come from? RSA Conference 2015. Isn't RSA like the encryption like thing? I just watched Citizen 4, that Edward Snowden documentary. Maybe I should go to the RSA conference and, you know, I should probably be allowed to speak. Like, yeah, I saw that, and it's fucked up, dog. You know what I'm saying? All right, any questions? Snake the rhyme, born of Brooklyn, otherwise known as Crookland. It's like an interesting documentary, but I think they, like, it's not a nicely encapsulated look at the whole thing. You know, it's like, they kind of go in expecting you to know some of this stuff a little cold. Like, there's not a lot of context given in a lot of cases. I thought that was, like, sort of a failing of the documentary, is a lot of that stuff kind of scrolls by pretty quickly or is not really touched on. So you just hear them talking about Prism, and I know roughly what Prism is, but I haven't read about it in a while. I was like, okay, wait a minute. Is Prism this thing? I know what X key score is already, but what is this and this? About watching that documentary for me was like, and thinking about the Snowden stuff and the implications of that, like, kind of nothing happened. Like, people don't care about information security and privacy any more than they did before. Most people kind of looked at that stuff and said, well, of course they are. The conspiracies were right. Of course they are doing this. Or something, you know? And fuck, man. But I guess, like, there's a certain helplessness that, you know, it's like, I think it happened in a military and police capacity, you know, a while ago is kind of as everything there teched up to the point where, like, you know, like, you think about the... All right, look, man, think about the Second Amendment. And the real reason why there was a right to bear arms and that sort of stuff is, like, you know, some of that is the notion of, like, being able to protect yourself from the government should the government become overreaching. But the technology, the hardware that the military has access to that the general citizen does not is, like, in such a place that, like, that's a farce. That's not... No one is able to acquire anything to actually fulfill that end of things. And maybe that's fine. I don't, you know. But now it's you know, like the... We've reached that point with privacy to a certain extent, too, where, like, yeah, it's like, hey, you can't, I mean... You can't hope to combat the government on this stuff unless you're extremely secure at all times. And even then, you know, it's like, what are you... You know, live completely off the grid, then you might as well not live in the country at that point, too, right? Like, there's no point to be like, well, I need to access the internet, but I can't have a Comcast bill with my name on it for internet access, because then that IP address is technically assigned to me, and, you know, that's an inflection, you know, like, they could figure stuff out there, even if it's encrypted, just by... You know, I don't know, whatever. Like, it's... You can't function in American society. At least not, I mean, I work on the internet. What the fuck am I supposed to do, right? You know? That's why VPNs aren't just for dirtbags. Yeah, totally. I mean, it's... Yes, but... Also, like, if you presume that there is full access to everything, then... your credit card records would or tend to indicate, depending on how far you want to go with it. Obviously, there are ways to pay for this stuff that don't involve as clear a paper trail, but, you know, like you're using a fucking PayPal account to pay for a VPN, like, that's, you know, they're only going to link that stuff up if they really, really, really want to know. And that's the thing, is, but also, yeah, who's to say who runs the companies running the VPNs and who has, you know, are they truly secure? Furious 7 has a pretty good, like, fucking far-reaching, like, concept of a lot of that data acquisition and mining and stuff, as the crux of its plot, or as the kind of MacGuffin, I guess, that is central to some parts of the plot, which I thought was pretty funny. I remember when PGP first started getting out there and people started using it, I went and set up a private key and you know, went through the process of being able to encrypt stuff and send it out, but like, I didn't know anyone else who was doing it, or I didn't send enough emails for it to matter. So it was like, other than one other friend of mine who set it up and we were able to test messages back and forth, go like, oh yeah, it totally works. Like, we never used it because it was just a hassle and most people weren't using it. So it was just like, well, what the fuck am I even doing? Like, I'm kind of into the idea. Like, I would be down to encrypt my email. But most people don't, so it's like, it's just not feasible.
pop. It go clip, pop. You hit him if you hit me, the clip pop. It pop, then it don't stop. Pop a CB, bang, bang, boogie. We get him up, oh, goody. Keep it woody when you fucking with me, me, me. Now what you hear is not a test. I said it's not a test, nigga, it's not a test. Got my Teflon all wrapped around my chest. I do it the best, you heard, I do it the best. Tough and I'm by my spine all the time. Stump when I want a dead nigga, fuck with my...
I just want to fucking fuck all this modern fucking encryption shit. Let's get back to the good old days of fucking red boxing and blue boxing, fucking beige boxing, fucking give me a lineman's handset, fucking alligator clips, crack open a phone can and listen in on people's calls, make long distance calls from their phone number, you know, have fun. Funk 2 is a lot better than Business Funk 1. I want to say there was a Business Funk 3 as well, but I don't... I could be crazy. Definitive cut in this mix, this right here. Thank you. very dark skies. It's getting to be about that time, but it's also really overcast. I wonder if it rained here today. stuck at this. Construction intersection. Well, still not my turn to go. I'm at the front of the line too, which makes it extra suck to be like stuck here. Alright, alright. Whose turn is it now? Pedestrians. Is now the mean? Is it me? Nope. Man, I got here at the worst possible time. I got to wait for a full rotation of this shit. Really sucks.
right.
Well, that's that. Have a good Monday, everybody. I guess it'll just all happen again tomorrow, right? That's usually how this works. I'll see you then.